call this meeting to order here. We have one item on the table today. I guess the first order of business would be to take that item off the table.
Make that motion.
Great. Second, anybody?
Second.
Great, got a motion second. I don't assume there's any discussion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay, so we have this motion back on the table. Sarah, can you refresh us where we have left off? The motion was not acted on.
Correct.
And now it's back on the table to talk about.
Yep, absolutely. So the vote last time, it was determined, and we did talk to the city attorney about where that vote was at. So per the city attorney, the Andy's choice to abstain counted as a no vote, because there was no what we consider conflict of interest. There was no monetary tie between his profession and this particular project. So that stands that the vote was 2-2. Therefore, the motion failed, and we continue discussion with this item. So that leaves us where we're at. Not a whole lot to change from what has been stated prior to. Again, we're looking at that avenue setback variance. They're asking for 5 feet. We currently require 15 feet. As it stands, setbacks really are for a buffer between moving traffic on the street, between the parked cars in the parking lot, in this case, and pedestrians or the use in that right-of-way setback area. And then also just as green space in the city, as more pervious surface. So that water can percolate through the soil and all of that. It decreases how much impervious surface we have in the city and what's contributing to stormwater and runoff. Other than that, we have been supplied with a memo from Legacy's attorney that I will read. Again, as per any variance, the findings of fact must be found in order to approve the variance, and whatever motion is put forth, we need clearly stated findings or lack thereof, what the purpose of the motion is, to move forward, and just to have on the record of the choice that we've made for that variance. So Igor's memo here. Legacy Commons is a unique property in downtown Wilmer. Property is part of a redevelopment area on the north end of First Street, which has been lagging behind as commercial development has moved south, car dealerships, restaurants, and national chains. The shuttered and dilapidated gas station across the street is one example of this shift south. Redevelopment of properties is the older core area of the city, requires unique issues since existing buildings have to be purchased and demolished. Asbestos-containing siding and flooring dealt with, petroleum tanks and soil removed, foundations and parking lots dug up, and aging infrastructure replaced. It's often easier to move to the south where vacant land can be purchased and setbacks easily met. Legacy is unique in that it represents the redevelopment of the area front half, of the entire half, front half of the full city block. A city block surrounded by many older buildings and other pre-existing dense development constructed over 50 years earlier under different standards and setbacks. Legacy Commons site is quite unique in that it previously contained three aging single-family homes, a gas station with almost its entire surface paved or covered with buildings, and what appears to have been a residential building converted to commercial uses. This previously existing development provided for minimal setbacks on the front and side of the property. A commercial building on the south end of the property had a parking lot with zero setback from the right-of-way and a building setback of less than 10 feet from the right-of-way. Redeveloping in an older core area of the city, as Legacy is doing, provides practical difficulties because the property is surrounded by pre-existing dense urban development and excess land is very difficult to come by, most times requiring removal of structures and foundations. Legacy's redevelopment proposal provides for reasonable use of the property given the dense urban surroundings and unique nature of this large-scale redevelopment. As you can see from the plan below, the corner setback is maintained to provide visibility and green space along First Street. The only adjustment to the setback proposed is west of the entrance along Monongalia Street. This is virtually the exact location where the pre-existing commercial use had a zero setback from the right-of-way. In addition to providing 5 feet more of landscaped area than existed in this exact location prior to redevelopment, Monongalia will maintain a large boulevard between the street and sidewalk. This feature, the existing grass boulevard between the sidewalk and the road, is a unique situation and providing additional rationale for allowing the reduced setback along this interior side yard. Maintaining a 5-foot setback on the interior part of the property along Monongalia will maintain continuity with other development in the area. There are many examples of zero setback in the area, even where a large grass boulevard, such as Monongalia has, is non-existent. These include the property at the northeast corner of First Street in Augusta, as well as the McDonald's site. Most importantly, the property directly across the street on Monongalia has a zero setback from roadway and its parking lot. Given the urban area surrounding the property, allowing setback variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. A 5-foot setback combined with the existing street boulevard will instead create a larger, nicer-looking green space than the legacy property had prior to redevelopment. Although every aspect of a development has economic components, the requested variance is not purely economic. The proposed variance will allow for a more efficient use of core downtown property compatible with the neighborhood, allow for more efficient use of limited property within the redevelopment, and allow for more room for parking and vehicle maneuvering. Variances that allow these types of reasonable accommodations help to put redevelopment on par with new developments, where space is not an issue, but rather just another row of corn that will come out of production. The need for redevelopment of the core areas of the city, the density of the neighborhood, pre-existing development, and the need to accommodate limited space of developed urban blocks in downtown areas are all practical difficulties that were not created by the property owners. Recently, the state has since attempted to clarify longstanding issues with regard to variances and the granting of those variances. They have removed the old language, which required that no reasonable use of the property could be made without a variance, and instead provided a standard that asks whether the applicant's proposed use is reasonable. The statute now says variances may be granted when the applicant for the variance establishes that there are practical difficulties in complying with the zoning ordinance, and goes on to define practical difficulties as used in connection with the granting of a variance, means that the property owner proposes to use the property in a reasonable manner not permitted by the zoning ordinance. Certainly a reduction of the setback in a densely previously developed area to 5 feet on a roadway that also has a grass boulevard between the road and sidewalk is a reasonable use of property subject to a major redevelopment and reuse. As mentioned above, the plight of Legacy is due to unique circumstances not caused by it. Redevelopment, urban densities limiting space available, prior zero setbacks on the property, and being part of an aging area of the core city, requiring more creative approaches to development than development of large open spaces on the south end of the city. And their proposed use of the property is reasonable given this plight. Okay. So with that in mind, Andy has those findings of fact that need to be found.
Can you remind me, do we have any portion of this meeting that is an open meeting or
no.
a public?
No. No.
Okay.
The public hearing has been closed at the last meeting. Therefore, okay. That is no longer open.
Okay.
There can still be discussion between applicant and the board, by all means. There was one other thing I wanted, well, two things I wanted to mention quick, too. Igor mentions kind of existing setbacks and old setbacks in the area. Just from a zoning standpoint, statutorily, this property, because it is zoned general business and it has been for several decades, per zoning ordinance currently, it is required to meet those setbacks, even if pre-existing development prior to this development had different setbacks. Because those uses have been removed from the site and those setbacks have kind of been reset more or less, mm-hmm. It does fall under this new zoning ordinance and a lot of those setbacks in this area, that's what it's from, is they're considered grandfathered in, so they're legal non-conforming setbacks. So in any case, if any of those other properties were ever demolished and redeveloped, they would be required to meet these same setbacks that, that we're currently requiring and considering different for Legacy. And then there was some question about the TIF last time as well. The TIF does require certain square footage for the buildings as it was set up, but it doesn't lock into use what the buildings fall under, which can drastically change or slightly alter parking requirements. So that's where the TIF is at as well.
Okay.
Other than that, it's up to you guys.
Well, let's just start really quick on these four findings. The property owners proposes to use the property in a reasonable manner, not permitted to the zoning ordinance. The second finding we need to find is the plight of the landowner is due to a unique set of circumstances not created by the landowner. The third finding is the variance, if granted, will not alter the essential character of the locality. And the fourth finding is the variance, if granted, will not detrimentally nor endanger the public welfare. All right, with these four findings in our mind, I guess we're back on the table. Do we have, I guess you weren't here. Do you have any questions, Jay?
Or? Well, the one that sticks out in my head, and this is just looking at the way things have gone, is the one about unique situation not created by the property owner.
Yeah.
And I would assume that Legacy Group knew what they were getting into here with zoning when they purchased the property. And I'm a little bit kind of concerned why this variance didn't come before they started the project. You know, I mean, they came with a project, and then if I'm building something, I'm going to think everything through first and get the whole thing done. So I guess I can't buy into that they're in a situation that they weren't aware of. They knew what the zoning was,
right,
when they purchased the property.
And I think part of this project's history was their plan and development just included the First Street beginning. And then I think after they got into the development, they acquired additional land, and acquiring that additional land kind of put things back on the drawing table for possibilities for future development. That was, normally when something gets approved by the Planning Commission, you know, it gets approved as drawn, and they don't expect a whole lot of variation from that. I think in this case, you know, they did buy some more land. And buying that new land doesn't mean they have to go back to the Planning Commission, but I think it raised the question again if they can get seven more spots. Let's
see. And there are two representatives from the project here too, if at any time input is requested or wanted to be put in.
Frank, do you have any further thoughts on this?
It all hinges on that second requirement, the unique circumstances. It's going from 50 parking spaces to about 60, roughly. Is most of that out of a fear that you guys think it might have a problem holding enough parking there, or is it mainly from the Planning Commission, or was it the council, whichever one, expressed that desire to see more parking?
Well, I think whenever you're dealing with a space that is limited, I mean, parking in the city of Wilmer has always pounded parking on us. I mean, we're always having to deal with the parking issue. And so we're, in our attempts to try and find and acquire more space, means hopefully less street parking, on-street parking. And again, maneuverability within the parking lots and those are certainly issues as well. So, yes, it is an issue, and we're always looking for ways to try and create more space in a reasonable fashion.
And I think the only hurdle that's kind of sitting there is, you know, if 50 was deemed a good enough number to be in the original plan, and then wanting to expand it to 60 after that, kind of seemed like at that point, when you were designing the 50, you could have manipulated, you know, the dimensions of the building to fit in 60. So I guess, is there an argument that the building had to be this exact size with these certain
building construction is very economical. I mean, it's you know, if you start shrinking the size of a building, obviously your cost per square foot starts to go up to a point where it doesn't make any sense to build it. You know, the parking requirements are changing because, as Andy stated earlier, you know, some properties became available to us, you know, and thus pushed us into a different mode of trying to find a reasonable way to make those properties work with not only what's being done now, but potentially in the future with what's, you know, with what could be done to that.
Which properties did you buy? I'm a little unclear on that.
Sarah, can you show
Jay
what those back.
So the
ones on the south,
the original
southwest side?
Yes.
Yep.
There's some properties right there, Jay, in the corner that that were purchased.
This one?
Yeah, okay, on the south,
on
2nd Street.
Yep.
And yeah, okay.
So obviously the use of those two pieces of property became, you know, we may as well try and fit them into what we're doing.
Then the extra 10 spaces make a big deal for that second development.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have any plans on what you're going to do with that part of the property at this point.
We don't at this point. It's everything is discussion, and we didn't want to muddy any water with you know, with that.
One of my thoughts is since if this revised plan gets approved, you're increasing your impervious surface. You know, you could maybe put a stormwater retention pond over here to make up for that, just a small one. But I don't know. The neighbors would like that or not. Maybe put some palm trees around it.
Well, there's been nothing in that area to this point.
No, yeah, and, yeah, I know. And this is a lot of derelict property that has been around. Yeah, mm-hmm. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think the main unique circumstance argument, which the memo makes as well, is that from a blank slate, as soon as you guys cleared off the property and began the design of the area, you would have had to make an argument there saying we need as much room as possible for parking to make these, you know, restricted areas on First Street viable. And then my only comment to that would be that, getting back to what you were saying at the beginning, is Planning Commission and Council need to look at redoing these ordinances, these zoning ordinances, then, to just make it 5 feet if that's what they want to do. Because if we allow yours right now, then pretty much anyone who applies from here on out is in that same, on First Street's in that same position. So.
No, it's going to be on Avenues, was my understanding.
First Street is done. First Street's been approved.
Saying the Avenues, too, because a lot of the Avenues do go all the way up to it as well, mm-hmm. or at least the Avenues bordering First Street.
Yeah,
but that's going to be the whole town. Then is going to be everything on any of it.
That's what I'm saying, is they'd have to make like a zoning ordinance that restricts it to maybe one block off of First Street or something like that. Is business.
Did you have something to say?
I just wanted to say yes, you may have people in the future doing it, but you know, if it makes sense, it's a reasonable use of the property. I think that's an important statement. A reasonable use. It's not a detriment to that area. It's not causing problems. It's a reasonable use. It's expanding the use of the property to a state that makes sense. I think.
And I think we all got that last time too. The only thing that hung it up was, you know, we have to make an affirmative finding that this is not a unique circumstance created by Legacy. And that's where I was getting at, where you could have designed it with the 60 lots without the variance. It would have just probably shrunk the building a little bit, but.
Well, again, yeah, it's more than just that blanket statement. When you start looking at the size of buildings, it does change the whole scope of the project.
And I'm not saying like not once you started construction, but I mean like before any of that.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it.
Are those two lots you bought, are they 50-foot lots?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yep,
so bought,
everything on this
so lot. So you bought 100 feet of frontage on Second.
Yeah, is that okay. Include, Sarah, is that second 150 feet as well? Because it's a shared driveway.
Yeah,
with that other home that's there.
A lot of the old 50 footers did have shared driveways.
Yeah.
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 Yeah,
this one
48 of lot 9. It might be 2 feet short. You might be correct. Oh, no. This out. Yeah, that's what it is. Between those bottom two, there's 100 feet. The southernmost one has 2 extra feet.
Okay.
And of that.
Oh, so it's 48 and 52.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, it's
yeah.
still 100
but
feet.
But it's 100 feet
yeah.
together.
Okay. I guess really to also say, when we did the first one going along First Street, you know, we did probably didn't do the best job of actually following these findings. We kind of just went with, you know, it's been given to so many other ones as well that it'd be unfair not to give it to them as well.
Usually
to keep them.
Usually that unique circumstance finding for the First Street right-of-way variances that you've seen time and time again is due to right-of-way acquisition along First Street. So First Street was expanded and the city acquired extra right-of-way along the sides of the streets so that it shrunk the width of those streets or of the existing lots. So allowing that extra 5 or 10 feet of a setback variance kind of accommodates for what you normally would have been at if that right-of-way would still be on those woods.
Well, even in Monongahela 2 here then, so where the 5 feet starts, is it actually starting at the sidewalk right here then?
Yep, it starts
so
at...
So this buffer is being added on to the 5 foot we're already looking for.
So there's 5 feet
right?
back from the sidewalk is what we're talking about.
Yes.
Yep.
The boulevard stays.
Yep, the boulevard stays. The boulevard is what the right-of-way is, more or less. So the variance or the setback requirement starts at the property line, typically back of sidewalk or a foot or two off of that. But then, yeah, that 15 feet is in addition to that boulevard in this case.
Well, at the last one, a guy didn't know what the grade was like and which way it was going to slope and the grades run which way. Do you guys know which way it?
I don't have that plan with me, but it's
I believe
all
there's a catch basin down in that down in that Longmont Gale or something.
Yeah.
So it's going to slope for a year.
I'm guessing that it'll probably slope in several different directions.
I think, yeah, I should have them here. Give me 1 second.
Is there a copy?
What'd you lose?
It might be. If it's not here, I should have it. Particular glare you didn't plan. Continue discussion, I'll pull it up here.
So Tom, that question was kind of where the water was sloping and just some kind of background concerns on.
Well, it's, you know, there's a couple of
stormwater management and
worried about all that too. So.
Oh.
I was worried about flooding the Arroyo Civil Street.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
That particular one.
But it's been stated that they would have to be equal to or less than runoff than it was before, or it won't be able to do it anyway. So that's not really our.
That's a requirement on any development. Yeah.
That shouldn't really have anything bearing on our decision.
Just a matter of how they make provisions.
But, you know,
for
that's
that extra
some other people's taxpayers' concerns.
Yeah.
So we got to consider something like that too.
So if the runoff's not going to be any worse than it was before, that really shouldn't affect our decision.
Yeah, engineering will, I can't find my C4. Engineering will have oversight of that. They'll make sure that, we found it. Yeah, it slopes towards Monongalia.
Mm-hmm. There's a catch basin on First Street?
There's going to be some.
Oh, there's a catch basin right in the parking lot there.
Yep.
Yeah.
That goes to the Monongalia storm.
Yep. Correct. Engineering will have oversight of that. So there, if this new plan is approved, that there is increased impervious surface, because honestly, even if the variance wasn't approved, and they chose to, there is still some green space on that site that could be paved over. Engineering would still have overview of that and require that to comply with that ordinance. So that runoff would still have to be the same. There'd have to be equal to or lesser than runoff there.
Jim, did you have any other questions or comments?
I think it basically comes down to number two. I think also the change has happened after it was approved originally, and that's what's causing the problem. They're making the comments that it's going to make the parking better, which it will, but if our decision has to be based on that, they did bring it on themselves by changing the parking lot. So
right. Well, I don't know if we have, not hearing a whole lot more discussion, I guess I would entertain a motion.
I'll propose a motion for.
Okay.
Granting variance.
And the findings of fact that,
The main finding would be then that number two is satisfied by the fact that there's such limited space along First Street for development that all the parking that is needed should be sought after. Better terms than that, but.
Yeah, makes sense.
There's restricted ability to rebuild things on First Street.
Okay, I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Motion second. Any further discussion?
Can I ask?
Yes.
Jim Ross, one more question.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any of these other spaces leased out to anybody yet to know what kind of businesses are going to be in here?
No.
All right.
Nothing definite.
They're
being sought after now. Other than Domino's at this point, then we have an inkling on a couple others, but they're.
I didn't think so. I just wondered. So.
Yeah.
Is Domino's going to provide restaurant seating at all for this one, or is it
going to
be?
It's very limited.
Just those couple.
Very limited. They have their own. They're adding a drive-through. They prefer the drive-through, which they don't have at their old location, mm-hmm. more than they want the,
They got to have about 90% of their business is delivery anyway, isn't it? Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. But they will have some. It's their new marketing direction, and so they do want to offer that.
All right, any further discussion? I'm not hearing any. I'll just read those four findings again real quick. The property owner proposes to use the property in a reasonable manner not permitted by the zoning ordinance. Number two, the plight of the landowner is due to unique circumstances not created by the landowner. Number three, the variance, if granted, will not alter the essential character of the locality. And number four, the variance, if granted, will not be detrimental nor endanger the public welfare. With these four findings in mind, let's see here, we got a roll call vote. So let's go around the table and we start with Jay.
Start with Jay. Jay's having trouble. I guess seeing that it doesn't really appear to have any major impact on anyone else, I say aye.
Okay.
Aye. I'm going to abstain. I'm not comfortable yet with the second phase coming through yet.
Okay.
Aye.
We got three ayes. Motion passes.
What did you vote?
I'll vote aye. We got four ayes.
All right. With that,
motion to adjourn.
I do have one miscellany.
Okay.
As brought up by the board, I will bring that question of setbacks to Planning Commission, and let you guys know it whenever we meet again. What that discussion entails and what follows with that.
All right. Perfect.
Yeah, because my only comment now would be anyone in this same situation, if you tear down a building on First Street and rebuild it, you're going to have the exact same argument now, so we really wouldn't have a basis for arbitrarily denying the next one if we voted yay on this one. Unless there was, you know, some sort of reason where we could prove there was a detriment to somebody that was happy. Mm-hmm.
All right, is that it for Ms. Lane?
Yes.
All right. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
I didn't get the email.